talking the history of the tax code, given this is our tax liability due period here, actually due the 15th, which has been stretched out to the 18th because of Emancipation Day celebrated in the city of Washington, D.C. on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Compensated Emancipation Act of 1862.
Okay.
Which is interesting because the Emancipation Proclamation didn't compensate anybody, but this one in Washington, D.C. actually did. Paid slave owners for the release of their slaves.
But only the slave owners within the city limits?
Within the city of Washington, D.C.
And I'm guessing that came before the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah, that was in 1862. The Emancipation Proclamation is issued January 1st, 1863.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Whew. An ugly part of America's history, that's for sure. But we're here to give you an uplifting, encouraging, kind of fun history of the tax code. I wonder how big it was when it was instigated.
Well, it's interesting that you point that out because, the 16th Amendment, which is a progressive era amendment. It's about a little bit more efficient government, about stabilizing finances and that kind of stuff. And so the tax code starts small in 1917, the World War I, revenues are starting to come in to kind of help pay for the war. And
okay.
So just to give you an idea, the number of tax returns influenced by the war in 1916 are 778,000 tax returns.
But in the whole country?
In the whole country. But in 1920, 7.6 million tax returns.
Yeah, that's the progressive part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wonder what it is today. I understand that the tax code's like over 75,000 pages. Is that correct?
Yes. I tried to read it, but I got about page 2.
What's the longest, Jennifer, what's the longest book you've ever read?
It wasn't that long. A couple hundred pages. Maybe 500.
75,000 pages.
Who can possibly know that?
You thought your CPA was smart. Now you know. Now you know. For heaven's sakes.
You know, during the Eisenhower administration, Bernie Sanders argued that the tax rate was at its highest of all time. Basically, that people making $3 million or more at the time paid a 90% tax rate.
Okay. Well, I can remember in the early 60s under Kennedy, you know, my dad talking often about, you know, just know getting rich isn't about how much you make. It's about how much you don't spend. And just know that half of everything you make has to go away before you can start saving. I mean, those were my early on my daddy's knees lessons.
Well, I think the new tax form is how much did you make?
Send it all in. Presidential interpretation of the tax code. Now, that would be an interesting topic.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that. Some presidents used the IRS kind of to their political advantage.
No.
Yes, of course. Why would they do that? For example, the Kennedy administration spent quite a bit of time investigating organizations like Jimmy Hoffa's organization and whatnot on tax evasion type charges.
There's a purpose to that. I can see that. Bobby Kennedy was probably involved in that, right?
Yeah. Martin Luther King was investigated by the IRS. They claimed that he had a taxable income of over $45,000 a year that was unreported. And so he was investigated there by the IRS and even led to an arrest and a trial date set. But later they figured out that that probably wasn't going to happen. Nixon used the IRS to kind of go after some of his
I can't imagine.
Rivals like Herbert Humphrey, Edward Kennedy, and others. Clinton, George Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush, they all use the tax arm of our government to, I hate to use the word harass, but just to reach out and touch someone, so to speak. Like, for example, Clinton investigated the National Rifle Association and the Freedom Foundation. George W. Bush went after the NAACP after he was criticized for not attending the annual convention. And so however way they want to use the tax code, it's part of the government there. Purview.
There's something really wrong with that.
Something
really wrong with that. So NAACP criticizes one of the Bushes for not attending their annual breakfast and he turns the IRS on them.
To go investigate, making sure that they followed all the rules, dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's, and, you know, I'm sure.
Well, there was a Treasury Secretary just in the last 8 years that was doing a lot of investigations, some 501c3s, as I remember.
Yeah, trying to determine whether that they were on the up and up.
Yeah. So presidential agenda manipulation of the Internal Revenue Service, that's a real thing we can study in history, in writing, factually, cross both parties.
Mm-hmm. And even going back to George Washington, you know, they
said— We need another revolution, Doctor.
Well, George Washington—
We need another revolution.
You know, they said he never told a lie, but again, he didn't fill out a 1040 form.
I wonder how many crazy things do you think have been deducted over the history of the tax code?
Interestingly enough, and C. Wright—
Oh, you've got something on
I
that.
I do. Interestingly enough, C. Wright versus the IRS commissioner, Mr. C. Wright owned a junkyard, and he had a big problem with snakes and mice. And so he got a bunch of cats, and turns out that the cats ate a lot of cat food. And so he deducted—
I wonder why. They've got the snakes and the rats there.
Well, after they chased him off, he couldn't just get rid of the cats. And so he deducted the cat food as a business expense, and the IRS allowed it because it protected customers from being bit by snakes or mice.
I think that's fair.
That sounds good. That sounds fair to me.
And then in Sullivan versus the commissioner, a local owner of a gas station stopped using trading stamps to bring people in, decided to give away beer, and then filed that the beer would be a business expense, and the IRS—
They granted that one.
Well, they denied it at first. It goes to tax court, and the tax court ended up letting it go as a legitimate business expenditure.
Beer for gas. Only in America. Folks, you're tuned in to Rosie on the House. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back more with Dr. David Dean.